Talking travel with Tropical Sky and Shannon Airport. Enjoy an easy start to Europe, America, the Caribbean, the Far East and beyond. Flying from Shannon with tropicalsky.ie.
So we're taking a look at travel deals today with Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. Plenty of bargains still to be had this January.
Absolutely, Trina. Great to see you again. January is the big month for people booking holidays, of course, and there are fabulous sales out there at the moment. Like Aer Lingus have a 25% off sale. Loads of the tour companies, tour operators, travel companies have like 500 off. Sarah, you have a list of a good few of them there.
Yeah, TUI, for package holiday people, TUI have up to €300 off, which is great for people looking for family holidays now. And Love Holidays have up to €550 off. And their deposits are only €19. So amazing for people who want to plan. You can pay a small deposit, especially if the money is a little bit tight after Christmas. And then you can pay it off monthly. If you want to go somewhere further afield, Tropical Sky have up to €200 off, plus as well as kind of early booking discounts as well, with lots of hotels and airlines. So that can be really good for the States or long haul destinations.
Okay, so you could potentially book a holiday and maybe you don't know if the dates are going to suit you, and then if it's free booking, just not go.
Usually with those low booking deposits, you might need to be careful because you're kind of signing a contract to say that you will pay. You know, now you may, so say you pay a small deposit, you may just lose the real deposit, which could be €100 or €200, but it's unlikely that you could just get away with losing the small amount. You're usually signing a contract to say, or commitment to pay, if you like, you know.
Okay.
So just be careful of that, and each company will have a slightly different. I know, for instance, I think TUI's deposit is €75 per person, so that's what you would lose, you know. But it depends. With Love Holidays, 19, you'd want to just double check. There's other things, like if anyone planning a trip to Orlando, attraction tickets have 25% off their attraction tickets, and most of their deposits are minimal, or else like you lose very, very little. In fact, in some cases, I think they're fully refundable, or if you cancel.
But just on that, Trina, what you're saying there is that works very well with airlines, because I often book really cheap flights, and sometimes I think, oh, I'd like to go there. For example, like Sarah was talking there, I love Budapest. I was just there last year. Now it's last year. I loved it. And I was looking there at flights from Dublin and Shannon. Friends of mine are going to join us from Limerick, and they were €19 each way. And now, if that doesn't happen, right, if we don't, like the Leonardo Hotel in Budapest is like €65 a night. Lovely hotel, great looking, but so affordable. So, like, it's not going to be the end of the world if you lose the 20 euro each, you know what I mean, each way. So, that works better when you don't have,
a lot of hotels do that, don't they? Free cancellation up until a certain period before you travel.
Absolutely. And I mean, like Sarah will know all about this with booking.com, all the online booking agents as well. Like, they all have that. You know, if you pay slightly more if you want refundable, like non-refundable, to get you to book. It could be like €50 cheaper. But then if you do book that, you pay straight away. So then, but they still have conditions a lot. If you book a lot with the hotels up to 2 days beforehand, even if you pay in full, you can get your full money back if you cancel give them a few days at notice. It's fully refundable, so just, you know, it's good to be aware of it.
Okay.
But this is a time when people are always kind of jumping for prices. But Sarah was saying there about destinations like Corfu, Madrid, Rome again, Sarah, this year. Rome and London came in at the number two cities that are being booked, and lots of deals for there. For example, like I was looking at Aer Lingus and Ryanair there for Rome in February and March. If you wanted to go for St. Patrick's Day, for example, the flights are from £49.69 each way, which is brilliant.
God.
Yeah, and I always think it's a great time of year to travel as well. If you're Irish, especially, and you don't want to be here for St. Patrick's Day,
if you're Irish,
celebrate
get out
it
of
somewhere
Ireland.
Else. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and just actually, funny that you mentioned, I hadn't thought about saying this today, but I only noticed recently that Ryanair now have a deposit option on flights. It used to be just for families, but now you can actually part pay. So if you pay a certain amount, I've actually booked myself to go to Portugal in May, and I just put down a small amount. I pay the rest later on. But actually, if you cancel, if you don't pay it, it goes back into your Ryanair travel wallet. So you actually use nothing. So it's like you don't get your money back, but it's in your wallet to use for future. So I think that's amazing.
It's like a credit note kind of thing.
It kind of, and it just came out.
Hey, Sarah, yeah, where are you off to? I didn't hear anything about that.
Do I have to run my holidays package?
Did you see that at home?
Did you see that on the holiday submission form, Trina?
I was just thinking, Sarah goes away that much. I was just thinking, there must be a lovely empty bin outside her house. I'm going to go over and stuff all my rubbish into your bin on your way.
It's full of all these little baggage tags. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, God.
The other one. one, Sarah, that you were talking about as well, Mexico. Very exciting. We were chatting about that earlier today.
Unbelievable, like, to have the direct flights and particularly the winter sun destinations, with more and more people now avoiding July, August and going different times of year. It's really good. It's going right up until April direct, and the flight's such good value. I saw actually a lovely deal with Tropical Sky in this kind of new trending hotel on TikTok, the Hyatt Vivid Cancun. It's kind of everywhere. It's adult only.
That's amazing. That's an incredible deal. Yeah. All inclusive.
All inclusive. $16.49 with direct flights.
Tacos all coming out of your ears. Tacos day and night.
Yeah, all your food, your drinks, everything. Hotel looks fab. Your baggage, the whole lot for 7 nights, $16.49. And that's going on the 12th of April, actually, on the direct Aer Lingus flight. But yeah, I mean, I suppose when you combine the hotel early booking offers with the flight sales, that's when you're really, really going to get the bargains.
There was another brilliant deal. Thailand. I saw another deal for $17.49. Again, it was, I think, 10 days all inclusive flights from Dublin, but it looked fantastic. And I think, Sarah, a lot of people this year are kind of looking for that sort of big bucket list, how, like, yeah, Mexico, Thailand,
the big ones,
and we have them all available now, and the deals are very good.
Yeah, no, they really, really are. In some cases it's nearly cheaper to go long haul than it is to go to Europe, particularly in the peak summer months. I'm not even going to say where I'm going on holidays anymore now, but I'm booked a long haul trip in July. But like, people are saying, you know, about the weather, you're worried about the weather and things like that, but like, you just can't predict weather anymore. No. You know, whether it's either too hot, whether you get a bit of rain. So I think you just need to,
well, Donegal is lovely in July,
put that out the window. Just don't even think of that. If you're going somewhere exciting and somewhere really good, don't stress yourself worrying about the weather.
And don't worry about telling Ed where you're going.
And by the way, just to say as well, a little shout out, a Holiday World, which is great, right, is on the 23rd. It starts on the 23rd of January. And talking
RDS,
about,
is it?
RDS. They have, like, when you actually go there, you can meet, there's going to be 1,000 different suppliers and operators there. You can talk to the people face to face. They do great deals, like, when you're there, and you can win stuff as well. But, you know, discounts that are only available when you're actually at Holiday World. So that's another one just for people. If you want to hold off booking, it's a brilliant place to go. And sort of, even if you're not, you've no idea where you want to go, when you come out of holiday, before holidays, booked, and you're great value.
Yeah. I did that actually a couple of years ago when we went around the Greek islands, and I wasn't sure, some of the smaller islands. We went to Paros and Milos and that, and I really didn't know which islands to choose. And I went up to the Greek tourist board and I said, look, where should I go? And it was actually really, really valuable, you know, for somebody maybe planning a honeymoon, or, you know, just looking for something a little bit different, want advice. There's a lot of new routes, which I know you spoke about last week, Asturias and places like that, that not a lot of people know a lot about. But if you go to the Spanish tourist board, they'll tell you where to go, where to stay. So it can be really interesting. And you're talking to professional travel agents, so they'll be able to book your holidays as well. But also you can meet the tourist boards. And actually, I have free tickets for entry. I don't have the code on me now, but I'll post it on my
Instagram.
Put it
on your Instagram. Yeah, the travel expert.
For people who want free tickets. So, I mean, I think it's normally 20 something euro each or something like that, or maybe it's a family price. But I have free tickets for anybody who wants them in the order.
Fantastic.
Yes.
The other thing as well, just to mention, Trina, like, there's some great deals as well. We were talking about Shannon there. Cork Airport as well has some fantastic offers. I was looking there at some of the destinations. Nice. Like Sarah, there's some really new routes there as well. Like, Nice is very exciting. We've got Prague is all year round now. And again, fantastic value. I was looking at the fares there. If you want to go for St. Patrick's, again, very good deals and some fantastic offers over there as well. So talk to your travel agents. There's loads going on.
And Sarah, just one more to mention there.
Yeah, do you know, I just thought this was a must do. Santorini, which I would say definitely avoid during the summer months anyway. The deals are unbelievable. The 17th of April, if you want a weekend, out really early Friday morning, back Monday evening. So you've really the best of the weekend, nearly 4 days. Flights and hotel, €319. Bargain of the week. If you want to go in May, Wednesday to Saturday, it's €379.
We might go to Santorini in May, will we, Trina? Because Sarah's off to Portugal.
To Portugal with Sarah, did we not tell you?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise, yeah.
Bargain of the week, I just think, for somebody looking for something different, like, you can't go wrong for that price, €319.
No, that is amazing. In fact, I haven't been to Santorini. That looks, I'm actually looking at that very sort of longingly.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a million. Thanks, Trina. All the best.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky and Shannon Airport. Enjoy an easy start to Europe, America, the Caribbean, the Far East and beyond. Flying from Shannon with tropicalsky.ie.